Simply Financial with Christopher Calandra, Certified Financial Planner, is an innovative, comprehensive, informative, and cutting-edge podcast that discusses financial topics ranging from personal finance, economics, politics, and personal growth. Simply Financial will cover intriguing and thought-provoking questions so that the listener can simply increase their financial IQ.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra. This is episode number 44 of season number 3. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about the federal government's finances because a lot of terms are thrown around in the media, and I just want to share some of my thoughts about what to be concerned about and what not to be concerned about. Of course, these are my opinions, but the budget deficit for the federal government's fiscal year, which actually ends on September 30th of 2019, will come in around $1 trillion. So that's a big budget deficit, and it is increasing. The president talks a lot about it. Politicians have talked about it for a long time. But we have a budget deficit of $1 trillion. Another thing you hear talked about a lot is the public debt. The U.S. government, the public debt, is $22.5 trillion. And astronomical amount of money by any measure whatsoever. Additionally, the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, projects that the annual budget deficit will be $1 trillion for as far out as the eye can see. And the debt, the CBO projections, and this year's budget deficit for the fiscal year that ends October or September 30th, 2019, causes concern for some people. Some even go so far as to think that the U.S. is headed for bankruptcy. I don't buy into any of that. Let me give you some buts. The net interest on the debt is 1.8% of gross domestic product. So I know I'm the geek in this conversation, but follow me on this. The gross domestic product is the total of all the goods and services produced in a given year. So if we take that GDP number for the U.S. economy, and then we look at the interest on the debt, it comes to 1.8% of GDP. So we're a wealthy country, a fabulously wealthy country, and we have debt, like many households and many businesses, but the net interest on the debt is only a fraction of what our annual GDP is. So on a cash flow basis, covering the cost of the interest on the debt is not going to swamp the economy, in my opinion. From a historical perspective, from 1980 through 2001, I mean the go-go 80s, the great period of the 90s with the technology taking off, the fall of the Berlin Wall, the great Clinton years, the great Ronald Reagan years. When we look at that ratio, the net interest to GDP from 1980 to 2001, it averaged 2.7%. So actually, it's lower on a cash flow basis. It's lower now than it was during that great two decades of economic growth in the U.S. economy. The average interest on the federal debt right now is 2.5%. That's very low by historical standards, and I think that gives the U.S. federal system some breathing room. If the interest cost went from 2.5%, the average interest that the federal government's paying on its debt went from 2.5% to 4%. That's a 60% increase. The 1.8% ratio of net interest to GDP would go from 1.8% to 2.9%, only a little bit higher than we had to deal with during the 80s and 90s through 2001. And candidly, the chances that interest rates are going to 4% anytime soon is very, very remote. Another but when thinking about the budget deficit concerns and the public debt concerns is the following. The current public debt, as I said, is $22.5 trillion. Personal debt is $16.2 trillion. That's a lot of debt between the government and personal debt. That's a lot of debt. But if you look at it in the context of the wealth in the U.S., the assets of U.S. households is an astonishing $130 trillion. $130 trillion. So if you had $130 trillion, you cashed in all of the assets that exist in the U.S. in the hands of U.S. households, and you paid off all of the debt, you'd have $114 trillion or so left over. The debt relative to the assets is not out of whack. Your household, many households, I should say, and many businesses, that's a reasonable debt to equity ratio. So I don't think that the U.S. is pursuing good fiscal policy in general. And I think this predates the Trump administration, predates the Obama administration, predates G.W. Bush's administration. I think this has been going on for a long time. But, and it's a key but, the debt is manageable, and certainly it's not going to bankrupt us again, in my not-so-humble opinion. The real problem, though, the real problem is, in my mind, the level of spending, especially on entitlements, and they encompass Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The cost of that federal spending is out of control, and I think that is the real problem, not the budget deficit and not the public debt. This out-of-control spending pushes citizens, U.S. citizens, towards dependence on the government checks for their income instead of on their own efforts. As a more conservative libertarian person, I am not pleased about that. And I think if we don't address the spending, especially the entitlement spending, we will eventually have a problem, potentially a really big problem. So in summary, the budget deficit and the debt, they're manageable. When you see some of these numbers or you hear some of these numbers, they're hard to fathom. They're just astronomical. But the budget deficit of $1 trillion, I'd like to improve on that, but I don't think it's going to wreck the U.S. economy, not drive us into bankruptcy. The public debt, I think, is outrageous. It's something that the federal government should be ashamed of. But when you look at the public debt and the personal debt relative to all of the assets that exist in the hands of U.S. households, we are a very wealthy country. And theoretically, if you cashed in all the assets, there's plenty of money to cover all of the debts. So that is why I would say if there was something to fear with the federal government's finances, it wouldn't be the deficit. It wouldn't even be the public debt, although those are not good things. What we should fear is the spending, the out-of-control spending, especially on entitlements. So thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts with you. I want to give credit. I got a lot of my data from a company that Elliott Wealth Management Services does a lot of work with. It's a company called First Trust. It's a terrific investment firm. And their chief investment officer, Brian Westbury, is a terrific economist. And I want to just give credit to them and to him because that's where I got a lot of this data and research. If you're listening to this and you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please go to my website or go to iTunes and subscribe. It's ElliottWealth.com. And as I always suggest, if you're not a client of ours, go to the website. You could conduct a complimentary consultation with us where we could talk about how we might be able to help you achieve your financial goals and win with money. If you haven't taken advantage of that already, please do so. Thanks so much for listening today. I will be back with you very soon on the next episode of the Simply Financial Podcast.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with SagePoint Financial.
Simply Financial is part of the Exvadio Podcast Network. You can find Exvadio Podcasts at exvadio.com/podcast, the Apple Podcasts app, iTunes Store, iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you find podcasts. So join us and stay informed and entertained.